Hey everybody, a word has been in my mind for several years now, an idea, I guess, that I feel God has helped me to focus on, and that word is hope, and that idea is hope. And I talk about this a lot at church because I know there are so many people who lack hope. The people who lack hope the most are the people who don't know Jesus, because it is hopeless without the Lord. It is hopeless without the King in our lives, and the Lord being first in our lives. We don't have any reason for hope if this is as good as it gets, do we? You know, two passages of Scripture are two of my favorite passages in the whole Bible that deal with hope, and one of them is Hebrews 6:19. This came to me 4 or 5 years ago, and I've just stood on this in those times of difficulty where my hope was feeling like it was fading. In Hebrews 6:19, it says, "For we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure." Well, what is this hope? We have this hope. This hope is Jesus. And He is our anchor. And He is the one that we are to allow to steady the ship of our lives and help us to remain steadfast and hold steady. And so the other passage that I think of when I think of hope, and different passages use trust and others use hope, but in the NIV, in Isaiah chapter 40 verses 30 and 31, you may recognize that it says, "Even the young," or "even the youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall." Does that sound like your life? But then it says this, "But those who hope in the Lord, He will renew their strength. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not grow faint." You have a Father who gives you hope. And that passage in Isaiah makes it clear that there are times that we are weary, we stumble and we fall. But let's not forget, and some of you, I think, out there right now, you're really struggling with hope because things aren't going well right now. And for the rest of you who are feeling very hopeful, there's people around you who need the message of hope, and that hope has a name, and that hope's name is Jesus. So let's pray about that today. Father, for those today that are struggling finding hope because circumstances are so difficult for them, I pray that You would remind them that they have an anchor. They don't have to sit in this boat of life and be tossed all around, but they've got an anchor that they can drop, and that's Jesus, that will steady them. May they remember that He will bring them security if they hope in Him, if they trust in Him. So Lord, I pray for those who need hope today, for those around us that we'll walk in and see today, those around us that we'll run into that need hope. Lord, would You give us words to say? Would You give us confidence and boldness to tell people that we are trusting in Jesus for them, that we're going to bat for them in prayer and lifting them up? Lord, we live in a world that's so easy to look at and see hopelessness, but we know how it all ends. We know how the story ends. We've read the book, and we know it ends with us in paradise with You if we belong belong to You, if we live our lives for You, if we trust in You. You are our hope, Lord. Let us not forget that today. Remind us throughout the day, Jesus is my hope. Thank You, God, for sending Your Son Jesus so that we can have hope, not only here, but hope for eternity. Would You give us hope in Jesus' name? Amen.